Pages 7 to 11. At the top of page 7, there is an aerial photograph of Fareham Creek and the town itself, bisected by the railway line. The title in blue lettering on a white background is Fareham Town Centre's Regeneration, Embracing Change for a Vibrant Future. The bottom third of this page has a section of the same computer graphic of Fareham landmarks used on previous pages. There is a real and exciting opportunity for change in Fareham Town Centre, following over £30 million of investment so far by the Council. We are proactively working to reshape what our much-loved community market town has to offer our local residents and the wider economy of the South Coast. We are looking to integrate a variety of different types of housing, as well as realign our retail, service and entertainment offer to better serve the community's changing needs. Central to this is the creation of more interesting and high-quality outdoor public spaces that connect the town centre with our green spaces, iconic waterfront and historical high street, as well as introduce vibrant uses during the day and evening. We are incredibly proud of what we have achieved to date and see huge potential for what these investments will unlock to change the face of Fareham. The article continues on page 8 with the subtitle Supporting Investment in Fareham in green lettering. There are two more sections of the landmark graphic and a photo of Fareham Creek Marina inset within the text. Fareham offers a compelling investment opportunity for those seeking to capitalise on its strategic location and partner with a proactive and growth-driven local authority who is committed to unlocking the borough's potential. Prime location. Situated within close proximity to major cities such as Southampton and Portsmouth, Fareham enjoys excellent connectivity, strategically positioned along the M27 corridor, providing easy access to London and the South Coast. A committed and proactive local authority, Fareham Borough Council is committed to delivering a regeneration strategy and action plan that can unlock connectivity, deliver new places to live, improve public spaces and support economic growth with improved shops and services and a thriving evening economy. All the right ingredients. With historic landmarks, strong heritage, proud armed forces community, picturesque waterfront and evolving cultural scene, Fareham offers an exceptional quality of life for residents and visitors alike. Strong demographics to support a growth agenda. The demographics for Fareham are positive, with higher social groupings being present in larger numbers than the national average. There is low unemployment and levels of deprivation, and the population has a greater than average percentage of over 65s. Going on to page 9, at the top of the page is a computer-generated image of the new Fareham Live venue entrance, and at the side and bottom of the page, sections of the landmark graphic are repeated. The subtitle in green lettering is The Project's Driving Change in Fareham. The Council has already invested £30 million to underpin the future regeneration of the town centre with three important elements that will serve as real drivers for change. Fareham Shopping Centre. Having purchased the centre in September 2023, we now have control over a key strategic asset at a pivotal time. This has served as a game changer in moving forward with Fareham's regeneration. Fareham Live. Opening this year, the new community arts and entertainment venue run by expert operators Trafalgar Theatres will be at the heart of the town centre. It will offer a variety of classes and events throughout the day, as well as fantastic evening entertainment such as national touring shows, comedy, ballet, opera, and much more. It will host many local societies performing their annual shows, with classes including drama, dance, and yoga. The new cafe and bar will provide space to eat, drink, and relax during the day and before evening shows. Osborne Road car park replacement. The planned demolition at Osborne Road multi-storey car park is now well underway and work is progressing at pace. The plan is to create a new surface level car park to support Fareham Live with larger car parking spaces as well as charging points for electric vehicles and additional planting to encourage biodiversity. This new car park will enhance the aesthetics of the Fareham Live site and will be open in time for the first large performances later this year. Investing in housing. The council has purchased the former Foresters Hall, which incorporates Burke's of Fareham Furniture Store and a number of other ground floor shops, all fronting onto West Street. This provides a huge opportunity to introduce much needed housing in the town centre within easy walking distance of shops, amenities and public transport, as well as supporting the council's wider town centre regeneration plans. On to page 10, with the landmark graphic repeated across the bottom of the page and at the top left corner, the article continues with the subtitle Reshaping Fareham. To ensure plans for the town centre reflect what local people and business would like to see, we are undertaking a period of engagement which will continue into summer 2024 to understand what local people, residents, businesses and visitors would like to see. Over 1,200 people have contributed to date, and we are working closely with expert consultants to ensure that the regeneration efforts are informed by best practices, innovation, and a deep understanding of Fareham's unique characteristics and potential. Our consultants also have a strong commercial understanding of what will help improve Fareham's economy. The next subtitle in green is Meet the Team. Rivington Hark, a real estate and town centre regeneration specialist with a successful track record going back over 25 years that manifests itself through creating, evolving and running places where people want to visit to eat, work, live, play and shop. Rivington Hark has helped manage projects across the UK in places from Liverpool to Loughborough and currently manages projects from Rochdale to Romford. David Lewis, Executive Director at Rivington Hark, said, "In the late 70s, Fareham was an attractive and successful historic market town and one of the first to introduce a covered shopping centre, which was then anchored by two department stores. Fast forward 50 years and lifestyles have changed, as indeed have shopping habits. I believe we now have a genuinely exciting opportunity to help reverse the decline of the town centre caused by these changes. The town's inherent qualities are abundant, from its waterfront location, historical character, green space and surrounding countryside, highly accessible location and enviable list of facilities such as cinema, leisure, library and healthcare. Led by a very proactive and ambitious council, Fareham has a real opportunity to deliver what so many towns have yet to achieve. I am thoroughly enjoying my role guiding the council towards a successful repurposing of the town centre and a sustainable future." Leslie Jones, Urban Master Planner. Bringing architecture experience across multiple sectors, clients, consultant and communities, Leslie Jones have been involved in projects across the UK and some projects across the globe. They are providing the master planning for this regeneration project. James Cons at Leslie Jones said, "In taking control of such a large portion of the town centre, the council has a once-in-a-generation opportunity to create real and positive change in Fareham. The evolving regeneration strategy will seek to marry existing heritage spaces and the High Street with new and innovative designs that create a sense of arrival and deliver new homes and vibrant uses set within new public realm. The basis of our design work is informed by a rich consultation with the community and various stakeholders, ensuring our design solutions capitalise on Fareham's inherent qualities and character." Page 11 is headed with a photograph of the railway viaduct and two computer-generated images of the viaduct with coloured lighting under the arches and of how Westbury Manor might look as a stylish restaurant. The subtitle in green is "Our Ideas So Far." Over 20 interventions have already been identified, ranging from immediate and short-term ideas through to potential redevelopment options over the longer term. Some of the exciting ideas include innovative lighting solutions, including to the Fareham Viaduct, to create a new visual landmark and sense of arrival, reinstating Fareham's reputation as an historical market town by focusing on its heritage assets and building on our events programme, resizing the retail offer in the town centre, working with those national occupiers who have already shown a commitment to Fareham to improve their offering, presence and accessibility, alongside supporting local independent businesses to create a retail offer right for our residents. Transforming the Market Quay area of the town into a destination in its own right, connecting the new cultural quarter and main retail core with the waterfront. Creating new green routes and pedestrian walkways through the town and along the waterfront. Repurposing vacant buildings to create unique, multifunctional spaces that could include all-day restaurants, function and meeting room space, soft market testing with hospitality entrepreneurs in Hampshire and Sussex and beyond is underway to explore this potential. Creating the right infrastructure to unlock space for 600 new homes to meet a variety of community needs in the town centre. All of the ideas above are now being considered, along with all of the feedback we have gathered to date. Everything will be assessed in terms of cost, deliverability, and impact to the town. This work will inform the creation of a comprehensive town centre regeneration strategy and action plan, which will be published later this year. This will also set out the next steps in the process for the longer-term initiatives to ensure that they present minimal risk for potential partners who could help support us in bringing them to life. For more information about our work so far, go to www.fareham.gov.uk/town centre regen.